Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Former President Jimmy Carter told his Sunday school class that his cancer is gone just months after announcing his brain cancer diagnosis. He went for an MRI this past week and they did not find any cancer at all in his brain. He'd been undergoing treatment, radiation treatment for melanoma. So people are asking about this type of treatment that he's got. Is this the cure for cancer? What's going on? How come his cancer is gone? Well, the medication that he was on is Keytruda. It's an FDA-approved immunotherapy medication. If you listen to any of our shows, and you know that we do a lot of also hospital shows here at Radio MD as our production side, and we're learning more and more about immunotherapy as a cancer treatment that helps the body's own immune system to fight off the cancer itself. So one way that cancer evades the body's defenses is by hijacking parts of the immune system, and certain proteins keep it from attacking normal cells along with damaged ones. So this immunotherapy that they're talking about are for people right now with advanced melanoma and some types of advanced lung cancer, but there's evidence coming out, and they're in clinical trials, that it could work with bladder, colon, kidney, and some types of head and neck cancers. It's pretty successful in this type of treatment. 40% of the patients with advanced melanoma will have a good response to these drugs, and 30% of them will be long-term survivors. Doctors have had even better success, between 50 and 60% when they combine these immunotherapy treatments. So there is certainly a downside. It is side effects, as with all kinds of treatments. There are certainly side effects. Another downside to this type of immunotherapy treatment is that they are very expensive. Maybe not quite as much as you think, but the infusion center for Keytruda is about $12,000 a month or $150,000 per year per patient. So that's quite expensive. But the good news is that insurance will cover this drug as long as you're taking them for their approved purpose. So it is an approved drug. Insurance companies are coming on board with it. And if you read up on immunotherapy, it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating to see how these kinds of treatments are working in the cancer department. We do a show here at Radio MD for City of Hope Cancer Center. And when we learn from these radiation oncologists and these oncologists of all different types about immunotherapy medications and the way that they actually work, their means, the way that they work, it's fascinating. So do your research, check it out for yourself. But I think that this is such an interesting story for the simple fact that people are looking at it as possibly something that can really cure cancer. And while it may not necessarily be that, it is one more tool in the arsenal for cancer treatment. And right now, melanoma and advanced lung cancer. And so I think that that's just absolutely amazing. And the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that all children, not just those at risk, be tested for high cholesterol, depression, and HIV in a new set of guidelines. You know, we do the show for the American Academy of Pediatrics every Wednesday here at 11 a.m. Central. And their goal is to catch health concerns early enough to prevent the need for future medication or treatment. We're going to be talking with the American Academy of Pediatrics about this new recommendation. So you can bet that you're going to hear it right here with some of their amazing spokespersons. It is amazing. They're a great organization. So we love it when they put out new guidelines because we're listening. Hope you are too. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.